is Lydia.
Oh, yeah, I'm already on the stack. Never mind.
Well, I would suggest that, LeVar, maybe we just renamed it estimated asset replacement costs rather than depreciation. That's the proper terminology. And I do understand what Tracy said. To redo them now, that would just be too much effort. But we can rename the line as estimated asset replacement costs.
Thank you.
Thank you for that advice.
Just Tracy for the stack, when time allows.
And Bill?
Aren't I next on the stack?
Are you there, Summer? Go ahead, Lydia. I think you are next.
Yes. So, LeVar, can we please have those proposals then on HR? Some of us have more extensive experience evaluating HR support organizations versus an individual versus a contact versus a lawyer, et cetera. So can you forward those proposals to us?
This is Arlene.
Yeah, go ahead, Arlene.
Okay. we've been working with the FRAT committee on this and going through this. We can certainly forward them to the board before we do final approval. Right now, we're meeting with each of the firms that have given us proposals that look like they have any promise. So we're in that process right now.
Yes, maybe we haven't heard much directly from the FRAT. So if you can, or whoever is considering this, just forward those to us. The board would appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. When we get to the discussing the audit deficiencies, when Arlene and Lauren can give us that report, then that's mostly where that will come out. Who else wanted to speak? Sorry.
I was on the stack with Alex.
Alex, oh, by the way, actually, we're at time. We had allocated 10 minutes for this. So, actually, we'd allocated 10 minutes for both budgets, the total. Go ahead and vote on it.
Well, the point of order, if we're at time, wouldn't we just go to a vote?
Unless
somebody calls to extend time, and then we'd have to have a two-thirds to extend.
Okay. Well, Alex is next, so he can move to extend time, or we can just go to a vote. But
I'd like to move to extend for another 10 minutes on this item.
Okay. Is there an objection to extending for 10 minutes? Okay. Well, I hope we can do it in less, because there's a lot of other things to talk about tonight. So, okay, I hear no objection, so go ahead, Alex.
I'll just be brief. I just want to disabuse the board of a statement that was made earlier that suggested that the National Finance Committee didn't have proper time to evaluate these budgets. It was stated that we were only presented with them a day before. Actually, the National Finance Committee looked at the National Office budget and the consolidated budget on two separate meetings. We couldn't conclude our evaluation because there were some technical problems with the spreadsheet. There were one or two lines that were not formatted properly and things like that. So we decided to hold off until we had a proper spreadsheet. But we did manage to go through a lot of the numbers at the first session, and we continued that in the second session when we got the corrected spreadsheet. The numbers had not substantially changed. It was just a lot easier to read. So it's not true that we did not have sufficient review process of these budgets on the National Finance Committee.
Okay. Are there any other questions? Or can I go ahead and vote on this one? We still have another budget to do, too. Okay, I don't hear anybody else. Are you back, someone?
Hey, Bill, this is, yeah, sorry, I walked in the hospital and the phone just cut out completely. Sorry about that.
Okay. Well, I think
anyway,
we're in the end of the stack on approving the national budget.
Campbell.
Thank you. I'm sorry, Campbell, you want to speak again?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes. Having worked with financial statements, financial papers, and budgets for a considerable period of time. There were some substantive changes that were made on this, and these do require a bit of study, and I find it rather was just interesting how persons, I imagine, were able to devote a very great amount of time within the brief time period that the last ones were provided to us. I can, in good conscience, figure that this is something that's, you know, that we can adequately present to the PMB for approval, especially considering the problems that have come up, and including those that Ms. Bediaco raised. Thank you.
Ken to the stack.
Okay, thank you. Ken?
Yes, the comments that Member Johnson made are his viewpoint that were expressed at the NFC meeting, but the NFC committee approved the recommendation that the PNB accept the NO budget and consolidated budget with a high majority. So, you know, different people have different viewpoints. I certainly concur that we could always be granted more time to be more thorough. However, exigencies exist that require us to pass budgets for the year that we've already started, and we certainly don't want to postpone passing budgets until the first quarter's over and so forth. So certain things have to get done, and we don't live in a perfect world. The committee, the NFC, voted, deliberated, asked questions of the CFO, deliberated, and voted to approve the budget, or approve recommendations. The PNB approved the budgets in a high majority. I don't know what the exact count was, but I'm sure it wasn't more than two votes in objection. So I agree with Campbell that we can always do a more diligent job, but we have to get the work done on a timely basis. And we did. And it's a good budget, or it's a reasonable budget. It's an estimate of how income and expenses will occur in 2012 for the national office and for all the consolidated budgets, which we did spend time verifying, at least in a spot check, that everything in the consolidated budget agreed with previous budgets. So we did our work, and we recommend that the PNB accept the budgets as presented. Thank you.
Thanks, Ken. Is there anyone else so that we can go to a vote on the budget? Is anyone else need to go first? Okay, and if not, thank you. So this is the National Office.
Oh, I'm sorry. per your statement, I forgot to say I called a question on the National Office budget.
I have no idea. Very good. Okay, so this is on the National Office budget. A yes vote will approve the budget as presented. A no vote will not approve it. Madam Secretary, would you be kind enough to call the roll, please?
Ken Allen.
Yes.
Bruce Wolf.
Yes.
Andrea Turner. Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Dan Siegel. Tracy Rosenberg.
Sorry, that's a yes.
Marcel Reed.
No.
Laura Priebus.
I'm going to abstain.
Okay, Kimry Orendoff. Can you?
Yes.
If he abstains, Campbell Johnson?
No.
Heather Gray?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Lydia Brazon?
No.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Wesley Bethune?
Abstain.
Nia Bediako?
No.
Rodrigo Agueta?
No.
Jessica Apollinar? Can't hear you, Jessica. Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Okay.
Sophia, this is Dan Siegel. Please mark me down as abstaining.
Okay. All right, so let's see. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5 no. And 1, 2, 3 abstentions.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. This budget passes.
I counted 4 abstentions.
I'm sorry, Madam. Yes. Madam Secretary, can I get that vote again?
4 abstentions.
He's right. 4.
1, 2, 3. Who's the 4? Oh, I'm sorry. Dan is the 4th one. 10 yes, 5 no, 4 and 4 abstentions.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, very good. And I'm sorry, was there a consolidated budget that needed to be passed as well? Is that what's next up, Tracy? I'm in my car still.
Yep.
Thank you. Do we need a further discussion on that? Is there desire for discussion, or can we simply take
Well, I'll go ahead and motivate it briefly, which is simply that the consolidated budget is the combination of the 5 stations budget, the archives budget, and the national office budget, all in one document, and it is the consolidated budget for the entire 501c3. That's pretty much it. We've already approved at one point or another every single set of numbers that composes the document. So I would think this would be a fairly pro forma vote. But you never know around here. That said, I would basically call the question unless there's any points of information or concerns that anybody has.
Thank you, Tracy. Are there any questions or concerns? Discussion?
Yes.
Was that Campbell?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
I recall when we were presented with a number of these budgets in Washington, there had been a major discussion about depreciation and depreciation expense and the inclusion. And I shared with the board the way in which depreciation was handled differently, it seemed like, in each of the stations that we had budgets for. In a couple of stations, it was not included at all. And one station, KPFA, I believe, it had not been previously included, and so it was included as a major amount. And it was stated that the auditor made a change in the prior audit. And I understand that subsequently the auditor was asked about that and indicated that he had not. This is just a, I think, an unfortunate situation where oversight is not being provided. And we got those budgets at the last minute as well. And, you know, so this isn't anything different. And I'm just amazed that, you know, people are willing to give an okay, especially considering our financial situation, such an easy okay in terms of the oversight that they're going to exhibit on things of really very serious concern. But it seems as though that train has left the station, and, you know, that's what folks want to do. I would urge our board to vote no on this and to require that we be provided with better accountability. Thank you.
This is Tracy with just a point of information, just to clarify depreciation expense or asset replacement expense, whatever we're going to call it, is treated identically now for each unit. So that was corrected through the budgetary process. It's the same for all divisions. No discrepancies. And yes, there were discrepancies in previous years the auditor had to correct, and now there are no discrepancies. It's treated consistently, all five stations, archive and national. Just to make that clear. That should be clear from the long conversation that we had in Washington, but
Madam Chair,
just
again, Ken to the staff.
But to re-clarify, it's the same in each component budget.
Thank you, Tracy.
Point of order, we're at time. We're past time.
Is there a motion to extend by 5 minutes? We're going to finish this up.
No.
Okay. No objections, I hope. All right, Campbell, be brief, please. If you're following, then get Ken.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Madam Chair. I wanted to go to the stack. Campbell already spoke on this.
This is me.
I know you're on the stack, and you seem to have. Do you have a brief follow-up question, Campbell?
Yes, the point that I was just going to make is that a number of these budgets were approved in Washington when the numbers were not consistent.
That's incorrect, Campbell.
Problematic.
True. I believe they were made consistent for the budgets that were approved in Washington because there was some considerable discussion on that matter.
That was after the fact they were made consistent, I guess?
That is incorrect. Can we move on, please?
Okay, thank you. Ken?
This is a similar situation. Just to point out to people on the stream and people on the PNB, the consolidated budget is just a restating of the other seven budgets that compose the Pacifica network. Five stations, Pacifica Radio Archives, and the National Office. And during the finance meeting, we checked with the managers of the stations, looking at the final submitted documents in the consolidated report, and we spot-checked numbers. And the consolidated report is an accurate, fair representation of the individual budgets that had already been approved. Likewise, the member objecting in this PNB meeting was on the Finance Committee when we approved the consolidated budget, had his opportunity to fully make arguments against approving it, but the majority of the NFC approved the consolidated budget. Again, this is a budget for 2012. The year which started October 1st, if I'm correct. So we're already in 2012. So we have to approve a budget. It is grossly negligent to forestall approving the budget, especially this one, which is just a pro forma action of saying this is a consolidated budget. It's just it's dilatory. I'm sorry if please don't take any offense on that, but I consider it dilatory whether it is or not. We should just go ahead and move on with the rest of the PNB business. So, again, I call the question.
Thank you. Any objection to calling the question? Very good. Thank you, folks. So this is on the consolidated budget, which includes all units, including all five signal areas, the radio archives, and the national office budget, all of which previous budgets have already been approved by the board. A yes vote will approve the consolidated budget for the foundation as a whole. A no vote will not approve that budget. Madam Secretary, will you please call the roll? Thank you.
Ken Aaron.
Yes.
Teresa Allen.
Yes.
Jessica Apollinar. You, Jessica. But whoever's breathing is mute their phone. Guetta. Mia Bediaco.
No.
Kennedy Wesley. Carolyn Burden.
Yes.
Lydia Brazon.
Abstain.
B- Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Heather Gray?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson?
No.
Isia Wangaza abstains. Kimberly Orendahl? Can't hear you, Kimberly.
Yes.
Bob Priebus?
No.
Marcel Reed?
Abstain.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Dan Siegel?
Abstain.
Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Andrea Turner? Bruce Wolf?
Yes.
Okay. Jessica Apollinar? Can you hear you, Jessica? Rodrigo Argueta? Can you hear you, Rodrigo?
Abstain.
Thank you. Let's see, Wesley Bethune? Can't hear you, Wesley. Okay, I think that's everybody. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, yes. And 1, 2, 3, 3 no's, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 abstentions. 10 yes, 3 no's, 5 abstentions.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Okay, so the consolidated budget passes. Thank you. Thank you to the National Finance Committee for your work on the budget this year. And that moves us on to the next item, which was Nia Bediako's motion that moves that all already approved operating budgets shall have amounts currently classified as depreciation removed and placed into a separate capital budget. Yes, Nia?
This is Nia. I would like to make it very, we don't have to over-debate it. I just like to motivate it really. I actually would like to amend my own motion.
Okay.
Okay. I would like to amend it based on what Wisdom wrote today. The 24 has...
Nia, one moment, please. Folks, I hear back sound. It's quite hard to hear, Nia. I don't know what I hear. Television, a sports bar, something. Please mute your phone. Thank you. Go ahead, Nia. Please start again.
Okay. And just so we could move the meeting along, I'd like to amend my own motion. I sent out the Ross Wisdom's answer to the questions that Bill Crozier had. I don't think we want to repeat those. I'm sure everyone has read them. And in light of what Tracy said, that they are already done, I would like to amend my motion to now read, move that all already approved operating budgets shall have amounts currently classified as, quote, depreciation, unquote, be renamed, quote, estimated asset replacement costs, unquote. And Levine said that she would take my point into consideration. So I would like to move that.
A point of order, Madam Chair. I could hear the motivation, but when she read the motion, it just went blank. I don't know if that's for everybody else. Can it be emailed out?
As I heard, she wants the category depreciation, if it relates to equipment, et cetera, to be relabeled replacement costs. Is that correct, Nia?
No. Well, in the operating budget, like I said in D.C., there is no Mr. or Mrs. Depreciation. You can't write out a check for depreciation expense. So it should be named Estimated Asset Replacement Costs. I'll read again. Can you hear me, Ken?
Okay.
Yeah.
Tracy for the stack.
Okay, Tracy for the stack. And if someone wants to refer
to the... Stand for the stack,
please. Okay, Nia, are you finished with the motivation before I take a stack?
Yeah, I want to cooperate, just don't call it depreciation, just to rename it.
Okay, very good. Thank you. And strangely, I asked the auditor about this question also, but go ahead, Tracy.
And did you get me, Summer?
I'm sorry, was that Dan?
That's Dan.
Yes, okay, I'll put you on right after Tracy, and if there was another voice, I didn't hear you. Go ahead, Tracy.
Oh, sure. Well, I guess what I'll say is I have no objection to the motion. It has no appreciable impact on the budgets whatsoever. It's sort of like changing the category office supplies to supplies to the office. I mean, it's basically proofreading. It would seem to me that a case could be made that we're wasting a lot of time on something that has no actual impact on anything. But that said, I'm not going to object to the motion. We can use that language. Doesn't change anything.
Camera flip stack.
I mean, doesn't make any difference.
And so Tracy, Summer.
Is that Nia?
Yes.
Okay, so one moment, please. So I've got Tracy, then I have Dan, then I have Campbell. I'll put you back up on the stack, Nia, but let me let people who haven't spoken yet have an opportunity.
I mean,
go
that's
ahead.
What depreciation is.
Is Campbell on the stack?
Yes.
Okay.
And Bill?
So you'll probably address it. Okay.
Okay, gentlemen, folks. Well, then let me know if you need to be put back on the stack or not, Nia. Dan, go ahead.
Put me back, please, just in case. Yeah,
all right.
Put me back, please.
Okay. All of this metaphorical placing of chairs. Okay, please, Dan.
So I have to say that I like the original motion. I don't like the replacement, Nia, because although it solves the technical problem of having depreciation in an operating budget, and I agree it should not be there, what it does is it then replaces that with an obligation that each station put aside money in the amount that's been entered as the depreciation amount for capital spending. And I can't accept that because I think that each station, LSB, should decide under the oversight of the national board whether it wants to put money away for capital spending or replacing equipment. That may not be the priority. And the problem with the depreciation thing, from my point of view, was, besides the technical problem, was that it meant that there was money that the stations had that was accounted for in the expense category, so they couldn't use it for something else. And I think the new motion doesn't solve that problem.
Thank you, Dan.
Kathy on the stack, please.
Okay.
Kathy on the stack.
Thank you, Kathy, and I heard Alex. So, Nia, I'll put you on after other people have spoken. Campbell?
No, that was Ken.
And
Bill,
Alex on the stack, too.
I heard Alex. Okay, so, Ken, you're the one I didn't hear. Thank you. Okay, so I'll put you on after Alex. Go ahead, Campbell.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. And, you know, for someone who's been a banker and a bank controller, and Nia similarly has been a vice president of bank, you know, I think we find it rather odd, and Dan's pointing out the very important significance of this, that these major issues regarding trying to say that, oh, gee, after you've acquired an asset and you're depreciating it, well, then you have to pay for it again. That's just something that, you know, in the profession of finance, you find as being rather very difficult to engage. The thing that I think would be a notion would be creating a sinking fund. But even there, because of the fact that a lot of our equipment is electronic, a lot of it is where you may have had a computer that was the size of a room 5 years ago, you may have a computer that's a laptop now, and the price could have diminished by 80%. This is something that, you know, you can't account for, but you can make an accounting entry, a post-closing accounting entry, to adjust for that if, you know, primarily it affects for-profit operations, but it's something that can be a guideline, but it's not something that should be administered to the budget the way that Pacifica is doing it in its unit budgets, which, as a matter of fact, when the approvals took place, was not consistent. And, you know, that, I think, is problematic. I certainly urge passage of the motion that NEA has brought to the group, and, you know, without doing any violence to going through the procedure of passing these budgets, I think it would be very good for us to be on a better track in the future, to be more professionally oriented. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Campbell. It's Kathy, and then Alex, and then Ken.
And this is Lydia.
Did you say Kathy?
Next, and then Alex after you.
Okay. Tracy for the stack the second time, if possible.
Second bite?
Okay.
Shortly, thank you.
Yes, I wanted to speak to this whole issue of depreciation and equipment. I don't understand budgets, but I understand equipment. And being in a radio station and a network that's based entirely on technology, having your technology expire and not having the resources to replace it can be catastrophic to a radio station. So I think that this notion that somehow equipment replaces itself and we don't have to plan for it is irresponsible. And to, if there's money that can be set aside to pay for transmitters that go down and ISDN lines that break and boards that break and computers that expire, I think would be highly irresponsible. So I actually think that there does need to be money in the budget or some accounting for the fact that equipment will expire and needs to be replaced. That could take a radio station down. So I don't want to play with that notion and think that we could take that money and do something else with it. Thanks.
Thank you,
Kevin.
Folks, is there a motion to extend time by a few minutes?
I move to refer this motion to the Finance Committee.
Is there a second on that motion?
Oh, sure. I'll second it.
Second, yeah.
Okay, so who is my second there?
Bruce,
okay, thank you. Okay, motion from Ken Aaron to refer to the Finance Committee with a second by Wolf. We're out of time. There's no motion to extend time, so there's no need to call for the close of debate. This is what's on the floor. A yes motion will refer this motion. Yes vote will refer this motion to the Finance Committee for further deliberation. A no vote will not, and then we'll have to here. Madam Secretary, could you please call the roll? Thank you.
Did you call my name? I'm sorry.
Yes, I did. Ken
Aaron. Yes.
Teresa Allen.
Yes.
Jessica Apollinar. Rodrigo Argueta.
Yes.
I can't hear either Jessica or Rodrigo. Nia Badiano.
Rodrigo should pass.
Oh, okay. Nia Badiano.
No, it was already there. If they knew what to do with it, they would have done it. No.
Wesley Bassoon. Can't hear you, Wesley. Carolyn Burden.
Yes.
Lydia Brezon.
No.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
No.
Heather Gray? Can't hear you, Heather. Campbell Johnson?
No.
Ifeah Wangaza votes no. Kimry Orendoff? Can't hear you, Kimry. Laura Priebus?
No.
Marcel Reed?
No.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Dan Siegel?
No.
Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Andrea Turner? Bruce Wolf?
Yes.
Wesley Bassoon? Kimry Orendoff? Heather Gray?
Yes.
Okay. Rodrigo?
No.
Okay. All right, so we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 yes. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 no's. And no abstentions. So 8 yes and 9 no's.
Okay, so folks, since we're out of time, I'm back to my original question. Is there a motion to extend time on this matter? Thank you, Madam Secretary. If I don't have a motion to extend time on this matter.
I move that we extend time for 10 minutes.
Is there a second?
Second.
This is Heather. I'll second that motion.
Okay, thank you. I think I heard Rodrigo first. Thank you, Heather. Is there any objection to extending for 10 minutes on this matter?
Yes.
Okay, goody. All right, so I think, cool. The Roberts again, is it two-thirds or just majority? I'll look at
point
it.
Point of information?
Yes, Kathy.
Aren't we, is the motion in question the motion that Nia amended?
She has a motion on the floor, and we've run out of time, so we just need to extend time, but that's not
right, but
in.
But the motion on the floor is an amended motion, is it not?
Ania's amended motion, yes. Her own amendment.
To change the category title.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, and we have not yet, no problem.
Well, point of order, not to screw us up, but since Nia's motion was already submitted to the body and seconded, we will actually have to go through the process of voting to amend the motion
and then to pass
the amended motion.
No,
when we vote.
Don't worry, I think. I was already planning to do that. I wouldn't let us get
Don't worry.
I appreciate the clarification. Thank you.
Yeah, no, she's right, though. It does belong to the body. We would have to vote on the amendment, and then depending on the outcome of that, the underlying motion. So thank you, Tracy. And so right presently on the floor is a motion to extend time by 10 minutes. There is opposition. Madam Secretary, if you could call the roll, a yes vote will extend us by 10 minutes on this matter, a no vote will not. Thank you. And I.
Bruce Wolf?
No.
Andrea Turner? Alex Steinberg?
No.
Dan Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan. Tracy Rosenberg?
No.
Marcel Reed?
Pardon?
Pardon me, would you, sorry for this, but point of information, what does no mean? We do not extend or we do extend? I'm sorry.
We do not extend.
I didn't hear you.
We do not extend.
Okay, so we just go ahead and take it straight to a vote, then I'll go now.
You're voting no?
No.
Okay. Laura Priebus?
Yes.
Kimberly Orendahl? Can't hear you, Kimberly. Isia Wangaza is passing. Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Heather Gray?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
I abstain.
Bill Crozier?
No.
Lydia Brezon?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
No.
Wesley Bassoon? Can't hear you, Wesley. Nia Bediako?
Can I have a point of information? I'm sorry. Everybody's going to kill me. Why are we moving to extend? I'm just curious.
There were people remaining on the stack who wished to be heard, and we ran out of time. That's it.
Come back to me, Isia, please.
Okay. Rodrigo Argueta?
Yes, the extend time.
Okay, thank you. Jessica Apollinar? Can you, Jessica? Teresa Allen? Can't hear you, Teresa.
I'm sorry, Teresa says no.
Ken Aaron?
No.
Okay, let's see. Nia?
I guess I say yes.
Okay. Isia Wangaza says yes. And I think that's everybody. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Looks like 7 yes. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 no. And 1 abstention.
Thank you. The motion is defeated. There is no extension of time. We'll take a vote on the matter. The first thing under consideration is the amendment to the motion, which would change the language from, Neo, could you please read your own language in terms of changing depreciation to replacement cost instead of moving it to a capital budget item? If you could read your amended language, please.
Okay. Move that all already approved operating budgets shall have amounts currently classified as quote-unquote depreciation, the named estimated asset replacement cost. And some, I just want to let people know that when we rename it, we have to have an asset acquisition transaction. I know Tracy said they're interchangeable, but they're not.
I'm sorry, could you clarify?
No, it's fine. It's fine. Forget it.
Okay. Undoubtedly, there are pragmatic details that go along with renaming anything, but that's the motion currently on the floor is to amend the underlying motion so that it reads to replace depreciation cost with actual replacement cost as the categorization. So a yes vote will support that amendment. A no vote will not, and we'll go back to Nia's original language, which was to take things out of depreciation and move them over to a capital budget. So, Madam Secretary, if you could please call the roll. This is on the amendment. Change the language to replacement cost. A yes vote will support that. A no vote will not. and then we'll go to the underlying motion. Thank you.
Bruce Wolf?
No.
Andrea Turner? Alex Steinberg?
I'll pass.
Dan Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan. Tracy Rosenberg?
I'll pass.
Marcel Reed?
Yes.
Laura Priebus?
Yes.
Kimberly Orendahl?
Yes.
Ishia votes yes. Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Heather Gray?
I'm sorry, I just need clarification on this vote again. A yes and no means what? Repeat it for me one more time.
A yes vote will replace the language in the original motion to read that depreciation costs will be relabeled as actual replacement costs as opposed to the original motion, which has them being moved into a capital budget. So it's a change of language. This is a yes or no vote on that amendment to relabel depreciation as replacement costs. That would replace the original language. A no vote will take us back to her original motion, which is... Thank you.
Estimated asset replacement costs.
I need to pass on this as well right now.
Okay, thanks. And if you're not sure on the question, you're always free to abstain. Thank you. Go ahead, please, Sophia. Sorry for the interruption.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Lydia Brezon?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
No.
Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Is that a yes from Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Thank you. Nia Bediaco?
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta?
Yes.
Jessica Apollinar? Can't hear you, Jessica. Teresa Allen?
Teresa says yes.
Ken Allen?
Yes.
Let's see. Wangaza, wait a minute. Tracy Rosenberg is next. How do you vote, Tracy?
Abstain.
Dan Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan. Alex Steinberg? How do you vote?
I'm gonna abstain.
Let's see. Heather, how do you vote?
I'm abstaining as well.
Let's see. And Johnson votes yes. So I think that's everybody. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 13 yes, and 1, 2 no's. Is that right? One.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you. And 1, 2, 3 abstentions. 13 yes, 2 no's, and 3 abstentions.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Okay, so then that takes us to the underlying issue of that the amendment has replaced the underlying motion. And is there an objection to the underlying motion?
Yes.
Okay. Not an objection, but I'd like to abstain for the record, so if we could go through the roll call.
Okay, well, you get to abstain when she gets to you, because there are only two people who said they objected. So, Madam Secretary, if we could just rock and roll through this one, too, please go ahead and call the roll. This is to accept the motion in toto as amended. A yes vote will do that. A no vote will not. Thank you.
Okay. Ken Aaron?
No.
Teresa Allen? Can't hear you, Teresa. Jessica Polinar. Rodrigo Argueta. Can't hear you, Rodrigo.
I said that I'm asking you, is this the motion as amended by Nia?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Nia Bediaco?
Yes.
Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Carolyn Verdon? Can't hear you, Carolyn. Lydia Brazan?
Yes.
Let's see. Bill Crozier?
No.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Gray. Can't hear you ever. Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
If Dia Wangaza votes yes. Kimberly Orendoff? Can't hear you, Camry. Laura Priebus?
Yes.
Marcel Reed?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
No.
Dan Siegel?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
No.
Andrea Turner? Bruce Wolf?
No.
Okay, let's see.
Madam Chair, did you get my vote, Carolyn Burden?
I have you as having voted. No, you didn't vote.
Okay, I voted no then. Thank you.
This is Heather. See, I don't know. I think you called. I wasn't sure if you called my name.
Yes.
I'm saying no as well.
Okay. Kimberly Orendoff. Can't hear you, Kimberly.
This is Teresa. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I vote.
You vote how?
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, so that's one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10 yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 no. Let's see, and we have no abstentions.
I'm sorry, how many yeses?
10.
10 yes, 8 no, no abstentions, is that correct?
That's correct.
That's what I got.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. So the motion passes. Let us have
point of information, Madam Chair. On several of these votes, we've had 19 votes, and now we're having 18 votes. Can you check and see how many people are on the call?
Hello, Marcel. My phone is dropping in and out. I don't know if it's the weather, and I just missed that vote, and I know I missed the one before that, so I know I threw off two of those.
All right. Okay, because I remember a difference.
Yeah, because my vote would have made it. My vote would have made it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay, very good. The motion is let us direct a final copy of the motion, and if the amendment did not pass. Is that correct? Sorry, the evening grows late. The underlying motion passed. I'm sorry, that's what we
did pass.
Both passed.
Yeah. Both passed. Am I something my mind?
No, it's not both. The amended motion passed.
Amended motion.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to grope to. Thank you. So the motion as amended has passed, and so a finalized copy should be distributed, I would imagine, back to the National Office financial staff, since relabeling of columns will require interfacing with the software. Very good. We are now at 8:43 p.m. Pacific time and 11:43 p.m. Eastern time. I would entertain a motion to adjourn at this time, unless there is...
So moved. Motion to adjourn.
Okay, very good. Is there...
Did we ever decide what we're going to do about the audit? I mean, the audit committee, the auditor recommendation?
The audit committee is meeting tomorrow night, and I think we're going to meet again on the PNB on the 10th. I can poll people who want to meet sooner than that.
Well, so. That's what I'm wondering. When are we going to meet to a vote?
This is our next regularly scheduled meeting. How many people have we lost here? Do we want to discuss that for a moment before everybody bails? I hope it's 3 clicks.
I'm still here.
I just think putting it off to the 10th is too long. We're already behind the ball on this.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yeah, I noticed a meeting by email, and it put it on the calendar from at least 3 directors who are calling for a special meeting on the 2nd. It's on the calendar already. The way that we had posted it was executive session at 5:30 and then followed by a public session to report out from executive, but certainly we can add one item to that and just post the public session.
Would you consider changing that date to the 3rd?
I'm sorry, I'm not available on the 3rd, that whole weekend.
Well, I'm probably not available on the 2nd, so this is why.
That was what was available on the calendar. I don't know if the 3rd was even available. So.
Point of information.
Carolyn?
Yes, who are the 3 directors?
It was Nia, Lydia, and Laura.
Thank you.
So that's fine. Okay, so that means that there's a meeting scheduled, and we'll take it up then, I guess. Okay, Bill?
Dallas is. He said, where's your grandma? She said,
okay, I think we're good, folks. We don't really need to
okay.
Think. We're past time. Thank you.
Yeah.
Night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.